Your thoughts on tonight's League Cup win here at Windsor Park, David?
Really pleased with the performance. And again, we've had a sort of run of it in the last sort of number of weeks where we've not quite been at our best, but we've been sort of digging out results against Dungannon on Saturday, Glentoran, which was a big derby match last Tuesday. Obviously, the disappointing performance and result at Ards. So it was important tonight that, especially in the cup competition, especially in this cup competition, we nailed the spot in the quarterfinals. And thought the way the players went about the game tonight from minute one, we missed two or three chances before we got the opening goal. But I thought some of our all round play tonight was good.
Niall Quinn again caught the eye, didn't he?
Excellent. And again, Niall never lets me down. Plays in numerous different positions, gets on with it. His consistency level since I've been at the club in 3 years has been. He's been one of my most personally consistent performers, and I thought his all-round game tonight was terrific.
Some nice finishes, you know, Waterworth, and especially from Kirk Miller, you know.
Yeah, no,
on the cake.
Yeah, no, there was good goals tonight, and there was well-worked goals and things that you always believe, and you see the ability in the players that they show in training and everything else. There's so much more in them, and it's down to me now to get the best out of them going forward. The pleasing thing is now we are in the next round of the League Cup competition, and a chance now in the quarterfinals to put ourselves, whoever we play against, to put ourselves in the semi-final and go on maybe the County Antrim Shield again. It gives players something to look forward to, semi-finals, quarter-finals. Everybody wants to be fit and involved, so that's good news.
We found 2 years ago progress in the Shield gave us momentum to go and win the league and the Irish Cup. So we're still in the run with the League Cup and the Shield. So, you know, that can carry into a good run of league form.
Yeah, no, it always helps. And again, you alluded to the cup runs that we had in the County Antrim, obviously the Irish Cup. Led to the players growing in confidence, growing in belief, winning games. Winning games gives you that edge, and everybody wants to be fit when it comes to quarterfinals, semi-finals. When it comes to the Irish Cup final, the sort of last few years, we had a squad of, instead of sometimes when you're down in the dumps like we were last year, sometimes a squad of 15, 16, you have a squad of 20, 22 players fit, eager to play, eager to want to play in semi-finals and finals. So it's something to look forward to. It's the bread and butter is obviously the league, but the cup competition gives you the impetus, and also gives, like we did tonight, the opportunity when we were well in front. Keith McGuinness made his debut. He's been a young player who's been making great strides in the Swifts, and obviously Daniel Reynolds, who we brought in the summer, to give him some minutes at the end.
It was two debuts tonight, Reynolds and McGuinness.
That was a pleasing thing tonight. We're, you know, when we are a wee bit light with injuries at the minute, we're still four or five missing, four or five senior players missing. So the pleasing thing was tonight that our bench was still strong enough, and it gave us the opportunity that we could blood a couple of younger players and give them some minutes tonight.
It's great. I mean, we have a long-term injury list, and you know, in recent weeks we've added to it with Josh and with Chrissy Casement and now Daniel Kearns.
Yeah.
It's great that there's still that strength and depth there, even with such a long absentee list.
Yeah, obviously Chris got the injury against Glentoran, as did Josh. Daniel picked up a bad sprain on Saturday against Dungannon's, which, you know, Josh might be fit soon. Chris Casement will probably be 2 or 3 weeks, and Daniel unfortunately went for an X-ray on Saturday and Sunday. Wasn't broke, but it's badly sprained, and he's probably going to be 6 to 8 weeks. So that's a disappointing thing coming out of a really positive result on Saturday, that we're going to miss a player of Daniel's calibre over the next sort of 6 to 8 weeks.
Nice to see Gareth Dean back on the bench tonight as well, to give you a bit of cover there.
Yeah, obviously with Alex going on loan and doing pretty well at Dungannon, Gareth's had a couple of little niggly injuries. To be fair to him today, I think he's full of the flu like so many at the minute. But we still need him on the bench tonight, just in case that extra time penalties or Roy gets an injury. So it was important that we do have the goalkeeper on the bench. The last couple of weeks we haven't. We went with seven outfield players, which isn't ideal. We don't even have Hockey. He's just not our normal standing goalkeeper at the minute. So it's important that Gareth remains fit, stays free from illness, and gives us that backing that we're going to need going forward.
And this Saturday we welcome Warren Point, and if you remember back to last Christmas, they were a handful last Christmas.
Absolutely, and again, we caught them probably at a good time earlier in the season when we went down to Milltown. So it was, they were coming off the back of a shaky start, a real hiding against Ballymena the week before, so we caught them at a good time. But make no illusions about it, they have improved greatly since we played them last. They're growing in confidence, they're growing in stature now with the new manager. His beliefs are now starting to come across. It'll be a tough game on Saturday.
Well done tonight, David, and hopefully we'll get a good crowd here on Saturday.
Absolutely.
Thank you, David.